This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Mishnayis l'nishmas my father, Moshe Yitzchak ben Doiv, also l'schus kol chalei am Yisrael, also l'schus kol am Yisrael, especially those who are nesunim b'tzaro v'shivya. We're up to Maseches Sanhedrin, Perek Yud Aleph, Mishnah Aleph. We're going to talk now about the Misa of Chenek. We're going to talk about some of the averis that one would need to be punished with the Misa of Chenek, and also the halachas of some of those that bring about the Misa of Chenek. Zog the Mishnah. Elu hein hanechnokim. These are the people who get the Misa of Chenek. Chenek meaning strangulation. Hamake ove vi'imoy, a person who hits, meaning that he makes a chabura in either his father or his mother. V'goinev nefesh mi'Yisrael, or a person who steals, kidnaps a yid. V'zokin mamre al pi bezdin, someone who is a zokin, he's supposed to be an elder, and yet at the same time you see that he is not following the psak halacha of bezdin. Unavi hasheker, someone who says false prophecy. V'amisnabe b'shem avodah zarah, someone who says prophecy in the name of an avodah zarah. V'abal eshes ish, a person who has relations with a married woman, not his own wife, someone who's married to a different man, a woman who's married to a different man. V'zoymim bas kohen u'boyala, and if there are edim that are zoymimim, meaning that they were caught lying by a specific type of caught lying. They were caught lying by someone saying, you can't say that kind of edus. You were with us at the time that you're claiming that you were over there watching them. So if there were edim that claimed that there was a bas koyin that had znus, that had relations that she wasn't supposed to have, and therefore she would get the einish of sreifa, then these people, though, they don't get Srefa, they would get Chenek. Uboyala, also, if the Bas Kohen does do Znus, and she does have, she's found guilty, the person who was having the relations with her, he does not get Srefa, he gets Chenek also. Hamake Avimai, now we're going to say a few details about what makes or what doesn't make a person be mechuyev on that particular einish of misa of chenek. Hamakel avimai, when a person strikes their father or their mother, and you would think that they would be chayev the misa, einoy chayev ad shiaseh ben chabura. The actual misa is not mechuyev unless they make a wound, meaning that there's blood flowing, or that there's a real black and blue mark that you say that there is blood that flowed to there, it's just under the skin. This is something that is more stringent on cursing than on hitting, is a person who curses their father or their mother after the father or mother has passed away is still chayev. However, if someone hits a person after their death, the dead body, then there's no blood that flows. There is no bruise. There's no black and blue mark. And therefore, if someone strikes their parent after they passed away, potter, they shouldn't be doing it, but they don't get the chiyuv of misa. Hagoinev, we said before, a person who is a person who kidnaps, meaning he stole a person. Hagoinef nefesh miYisrael, a person steals another person, a yid. Ein echayev, the time that he's chayev, it would not be achi achnesen l'shusay. He needs to actually bring him into his own domain. Rabbi Yehuda says not just bring him to his own domain, but also he has to, achi achnesen l'shusay ve yishtamish ba. He also has to make him do some kind of work for him. Shenemar, as it says, v'is amerboy u'mecharay. He works him and he sells him. Hagoinev es benoy. Now, we're also going to say or establish that he needs to be, that he doesn't belong there. If a person would usually be found in that place, then it's not considered Yachnisen el Rishusai. Hagonif is Benoish, someone who kidnaps his own child. Rabbi Shmuel ben Benoish, Rabbi Yochanan ben Breika. Rabbi Shmuel, the son of Rabbi Yochanan ben Breika, is Mechayev. He says it's Chayev, even though it's his son. Chachamim, it's his own child. Chachamim say that it's Pater because it's not considered taking him to a place where he wouldn't have been. He would be in this, he could be found normally because he's his father. Ganav Misha Chetzi, and also now he has to be a Yid. Said Nefesh Achas Mi'Yisrael. What happens if he's a half, he's half Eved and half Menchayr, two people who were partners in purchasing a slave, and then one freed his half of the partnership. So now he's half slave and half free. Ganav Misha Chetzi Eved v'Chetzi Menchayr. Now someone went ahead and kidnapped this person. Rabbi Yehuda Mechayev, Rabbi Yehuda says he's Chayev because he, this person kidnapped a Nefesh Achas Mi'Yisrael. Chachamim Paitrim, Chachamim say, no, it has to be a full Nefesh from the Yidden. It can't be someone who is a slave in any part, and therefore, since he is part slave, he is not, this person who kidnapped him is not Mechuyev, the death penalty. Yashakayach, and have a great day.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.